Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening, everyone. This is another edition of the Gregory Crawford on Sports Biz Show. And we do this show every Tuesday night at 10 p.m. Pacific time. We have a lot of great guests on air. It's kind of heavily into basketball all the time, but that's a sport that I love, along with golf and sports business. And as promised, we're going to do this year around. Our guest in the first Tuesday of each month at 10 p.m. is always going to be Justin Lunt, the outstanding head men's basketball coach at Puget Sound Loggers in Tacoma, Washington, member of the Northwest Conference, who played tonight. We'll get to Justin in just a second. Of course, I am Gregory Crawford. You can follow me on Twitter at WC Hoops or at www.gregorycrawfordsports.wordpress.com. And if you're listening in the Southwest Washington or Portland, Oregon area, and we know we got a lot of people doing that tonight, got a huge audience and a lot of people listening in the Tacoma area, but if you're in that former area, we have the world-famous NoHo's Sports Lunch at NoHo's Hawaiian Cafe tomorrow. Everyone is welcome. 46th and Northeast Fremont, Portland. One of these times we're going to get Justin Lunt to that lunch, because Justin, tomorrow we have the two famous fathers will definitely be there that are very close friends of mine. John Spoelstra, father of Eric, coach of the Miami Heat, and Stan Love, father of Kevin, who plays on the Cavaliers. So that's not a bad daily double.
Pretty good one.
Yeah, very good. The important part of this interview is I had to do a show at 9:30 with the NWAC guys that you're very familiar with, so I didn't get to see the final score tonight. So lay it on us.
Well, we lost a tough one tonight. So, PLU came out firing, and we lost down a couple possessions at the end. So, obviously disappointed, but our team is definitely young and starting to figure some things out. So, we gotta bounce back and play George Fox on Friday and get back after it.
Yeah, and interesting game coming right out and playing your kind of crosstown rival to open
yeah.
the season. And you've told us on this program that they're going to be good, and obviously they are. And I've seen you guys play. I saw you play your opening game, and you've got a nice young bunch of talent. But it's like anything else. It takes a while to mesh.
Time you lose, it's a very frustrating deal, and our guys obviously are very disappointed, but keeping things in perspective, I think PLU does a real nice job. They've got a real good group. They've actually been playing really well at home, and it's early conference games can be tough, and so we'll get back to work tomorrow. We'll definitely be up tonight watching film, and actually heading back to the office right now to get this game dissected and get ready for tomorrow. And, we'll be back at it. So, saw a lot of encouraging things from our young guys that one of our freshmen step up and make some really nice plays defensively and make some big plays offensively. And, one of our other newcomers, Andre Lewis, had a really nice game too. So, we're making the right strides. We just gotta keep plugging away.
And, Justin, it's not whining. It's not venting. I'm getting to know you pretty well. You're not like that. You're a glass half full guy. But I am just not an advocate personally, and I don't know too many coaches are that the way the Northwest Conference does it, you start your season with league play in early December, then you're going to play a few non-league games and then get back at it in January. I'm just an advocate of not breaking it up with league, non-league, and then league. Your thoughts on that?
Hey, I'll say after tonight, I'm not a big fan of it. there's the plus and there's the minuses. I mean, I think obviously, with our level, we've got the 19-week rule, and so You know, I love our conference tournament, and I think that's a special thing, given, you know, opportunities, you know, for the 1-4 to you know, to play and, you know, and have an opportunity to get that at large bid. And I know that in order to make everything work, we probably have to, you know, either get rid of that and bump that week up. So it's one of those odd calendar years. Like I said, I knew I remember our last conversation a month ago from today when we talked about, you know, the three things. And I think one of the things I had mentioned was, you know, improving as a team. And, you know, we're taking our lumps right now. Or at least we took them tonight. But, you know, there's a lot of positive things. So it is tough to play them early, especially when you have a lot of inexperience on your team. But, you know, I think it's just one of those things you're going to have to deal with. So it's like, hey, if we don't have them early, the game's early, then we're going to have to get rid of the conference tournament. And I think the conference tournament is something that's special for, you know, for our league.
And Justin, let me ask you about with a young group like you have, and you said the guys are not happy, as and they shouldn't be, losing the game. Is there a difference in, well, let me put it this way, there's never a good loss, but is there a difference losing a game with a young group as compared to a veteran group? I don't know the answer to that, but you're an expert, and I'll ask you.
You know, I mean, I think it never matters. I think the thing as a coaching staff is you know, perspective, and just you learn a lot. I mean, I think when you have a veteran team and you lose a tough game like you did tonight, you know, I think that you're obviously a little bit more bummed, a little bit more upset, just because, you know, there's experience. And, you know, usually, you know, when you have a better team that's got experience and they lose, a lot of it comes down to, you know, were we prepared? Were we, you know, were we focused? Were we focusing on all the things that we control? You know, tonight it was like, you know, we just, you know, we had it to a 3-point game with 3 minutes to go in a possession. We turned the ball over, and it just was a costly turnover. And then, you know, a couple, you know, mental mistakes defensively, which led to buckets. And, you know, PLU's got, you know, they got their same returning five from last year, and they got experience, and they capitalized on it. So things, and, you know, I mean, honestly, after a game like tonight, tough one, you know, it was, you know, you're going to improve when you got everyone in the locker room after the game that's very, very disappointed in the loss. So, you know, we can, as a staff and as a team, we can win with guys like that. So we'll get back after it. And, you know, like I said, we'll be ready, hopefully be ready for Bucks on Friday.
And, you know, Justin, I'm sure you would agree, it's so important to bounce back from a loss, especially
right
this year, because my take on the league is that, you know, Whitworth is probably the clear-cut favorite. That doesn't, you know, paper's only good to write on, I always say.
Right.
So it doesn't mean a thing right now, but the rest of those spots, playoff spots and positioning and everything is, to me, is pretty much wide open. Because you've got a lot of teams that maybe haven't been up in that upper echelon that got a very good shot to move up there this year.
Yeah, it's, you know, Greg, I think you hit it right on. I mean, PLU was picked eighth or seventh in our conference. I mean, you know, Lingfield, I think, was picked last, and they're you know, besides their game versus Redlands, I mean, they've been undefeated. I mean, I think our conference, like I told you before, you know, I think our conference is really, really good, and it's going to be, you know, I mean, I know Whitworth is picked. You know, Whitman's playing really, really well right now. You know, Willamette's really good. I mean, Pacific's good. Lingfield, I mean, everyone's playing well. I mean, I just think it's going to be a dogfight every night. I think that for you know, our guys in particular, and we really talked about this, they got to go through that a little bit and experience. Like, you know, and I know it's a little cliche, but, you know, the separation's in the preparation. You know, and yeah, I just think it's going to be this year's conference year is going to be crazy. I mean, I could very well see the conference champion being 11-5. You know, I mean, that wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, I would agree with you there, definitely, because it's going to be tough to beat teams at home for sure. Justin, when you break down this tape tonight that you're, you know, and I'm going to let you go in a little bit, and boy, I appreciate you joining us after a game. That's unreal, and I'm going to talk a little bit about that before we leave. But when you break down this tape tonight and then you show it to the team, how do you approach a loss with the team when you're watching film? Do you stop it, point out mistakes? Do you call out individuals? What kind of approach do you take like that as a successful basketball coach that you are?
Well, I mean, we talk a lot about accountability in our program. You know, so one of the things is that we'll do is we'll actually have our guys chart stuff. So we're going to watch the whole film together. And it's like break down defensively, break down offensively. You know, we have a huge whiteboard, and they got to go up there and they got to, you know, there'll be rows and columns, and they got to check. You know, we're all in this to get better and improve. You know, I think that those, going back to an experienced team versus, you know, an inexperienced team, you know, those conversations with an inexperienced team can be, you know, more of learning lessons, where it's like, you know, an experienced team where it's like, hey, you know, where's our head right now? But, you know, we're very hands-on with that. You know, I'll probably watch it, you know, two or three times tonight, you know, and just evaluate both offensively, defensively. And then when we watch the film as a group, you know, we want them engaged in it, you know, so, you know, we'll pause the breakdowns and, you know, they'll go up and they'll chart, you know, what it is. And, you know, we're not really big on the my bads or, you know, the I knows. And so we try to keep those out. Just, you know, hey, we messed up here. You know, what were you thinking here? What was, you know, thought process? And then that's the best way to learn, in my opinion. So film never lies, which is a great thing. You know, and even as coaches, you know, we're not perfect either. So we're going to make mistakes too. And so it's those situations too where, hey, we ran, you know, this play at this time. Maybe we should have ran this play. It's I think film and having team meetings, you know, based around film, especially at, you know, a loss, but also after wins too, because you can learn a lot too, you know, from wins also, I think are very valuable.
And my final question for you, then I got a comment, Justin, and I know you want to get back and break down that tape, and we're going to let you go on that basis, and we'll have you back again in a month, the first Tuesday of January at 10 p.m. But George Fox is an interesting team. They're playing well. They got a lot of new guys too. So there's a real opportunity this Friday, and I think both of you will really want that win. It's going to be a very competitive game.
Yeah, absolutely, Greg. And like we said, I mean, I think that every game in the Northwest Conference is going to be a battle. But that's their first conference game, you know. So they're going to be you know, excited. It's home, you know. And then obviously, you know, after a tough loss tonight, you know, our guys are going to be, you know, pretty hungry for, you know, trying to get a win on Friday.
Very good, Justin. I this is my 50th year of doing some form of media. I guess that doesn't make me an expert. It just makes me old. And a lot of people wouldn't have come on tonight. I faced that in interviews, but you did, and you came on, and you were ready to go right on time. And there's something to be said for that. If you're a parent out there listening, there's something to be said for this guy, Justin Lunt, doing that. And I appreciate it more than you would ever know. And best against the Fox.
Yeah, well, Greg, I gave you my word, so, hey, I'm going to follow through on it.
Absolutely, this program's all about promoting Puget Sound basketball and promoting the Northwest Conference and promoting basketball, and we're all in this together, and obviously Justin's in it from the get-go. Thanks a million, Justin, and we'll talk to you again in a month's time.
All right, thank you so much, Greg. Take care.
You betcha. That's Justin Lunt, the head men's coach at Puget Sound, which is located in Tacoma, Washington. They are the Loggers, member of the Northwest Conference, tremendous school academically. I know so many people that have gone to school there and just loved it. And we really love Justin Lunt as a human being and as a coach, and appreciate him coming on the first of the month all the time on the Gregory Crawford on Sports Biz Show. And once again, If you're in the Portland, Oregon area or Southwest Washington, tomorrow is the world famous, and it is world famous. People copy it, and they call us all the time about it. NoHo's Hawaiian Sports Lunch. And if you're in Tacoma area and you want to come to the lunch, 46th, we get going 11 o'clock. We open up the gates, stay as long as you want. The food is unbelievable. I mean unbelievable, all you can eat. $11.50, that includes tip, soft drink, and as I said, all you can eat. It's a great place, and you will love the people there, and the egos are checked at the door. So good night, everyone. Thanks for listening. Be safe out there, and people in the Northwest, we're going through some tough weather. It's wintertime, and don't forget to make all your free throws and attend a basketball game, no matter what level. Thank you.